Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and here with you again tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Julia, three nights in a row.
I know.
You are going for a record.
Is it?
I don't know. For as far as like a co-host sitting in as many days in a row, I don't know, maybe. But it's good to have you here, and we are here, by the way. And you're normally here on Monday nights. You just did Mark the favor of filling in for him on Saturday because he's been on vacation. I will be going to retrieve him at the airport tomorrow. So those of you who are missing Mark, he'll be back. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. We're free to call in and talk about anything. And, well, we're live 7 nights a week, including this sort of holiday-ish week.
It is an observed holiday today.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I had no idea. I went out this morning expecting, you know, places to be open. And not so much. Some places were.
Businesses are, like, restaurants and things like that are open, but no mail today. UPS is actually not delivering today.
The government building that I had attempted to go to was closed down, and I thought to myself, boy, it sure would be nice if it was like this every day.
Every day was an observed holiday?
Well, no, but every day where the government people don't go to work. And
they're getting paid.
Regular, whatever. You know what? I'd rather have them get paid and not go to work. That way, that at least they can't threaten anyone with a zoning violation or arrest somebody for a stop sign. Well, I guess the cops are probably on duty.
Maybe that's the solution. We can satisfy them by continuing to pay them, but just letting them
stay home. You know what? I wonder about that, Julia, because I think while many of them probably would be pretty satisfied by that, there are certain government bureaucrats who really do enjoy wielding power.
Yeah.
And so they probably wouldn't be too happy about that. People like the court security officer that threatened me the other day, or I guess it was last week. He shook his fist at me and made a beeline for me in the parking lot in an attempt to threaten me and intimidate me, all the while claiming I was the one who was intimidating him and that I was stalking him. So all kinds of interesting things happening here. And that video, by the way, will be up soon over at freekeen.com for anyone that would like to keep up to date on that situation. Of course, there is much in the news to discuss with you. You are also welcome to call in at 855-450-FREE. And there's a story that I mentioned we never had a chance to get to that I think is worth throwing out there. Because it's kind of a duplication of a story that we talked about, I don't know, 5-6 months ago maybe, where Alabama has now passed an immigration restriction. Or an immigration law, which is sort of in the same vein as the one that made headlines last year in Arizona and also Georgia, because Georgia took the Arizona law, made some modifications to it, I believe, to make it worse, and passed it. And it was earlier this year that we discussed the Georgia situation, where the news was that there were veggies rotting on the vine because they couldn't find enough people. Americans, they couldn't find enough Americans to fill the jobs that were left by the immigrants who had said, screw this, we're out of here, we're not going to deal with this draconian new immigration law that you people have passed, and we're just going to leave. We'll go and find a friendlier place, a place where people will appreciate us and appreciate the service that we provide to the economy by being willing to do some of the most back-breaking, difficult manual labor known to, man in this society. And we'll just go somewhere else. And so basically the farmers there were losing money and they were desperate to try to find somebody to pick their fruit for them or their veggies for them. So they turned to the state, and the state has what they call, I believe it was a pensioner program, if I'm not mistaken.
I actually read this article really recently, or an article about this really recently, because I took an economics class. And we had to write some silly research paper at the end, so I wrote mine on why illegal immigrants are good for the economy. So I was reading all about this recently.
Right.
It's my understanding, just based on this one article that I read, that the city actually proposed that solution
The city or the state?
The state. I believe that's what I mean. The state. The city, the state. I'm just talking about right. the entity, whatever it was.
The government people.
Right. It's my understanding that they had imposed that, or they had, like, offered that solution, like, beforehand. Like, they were proud of putting together this program.
Oh, prior to the restrictions being passed, they
yes.
figured, well, this will solve it.
Yeah.
Well, what ended up happening was the pensioners showed up, and many of them walked off the job, rest of them didn't show up the next day.
There was a quote from one of the farmers, and he said, if you want the prisoners to pick the fruit or whatever, basically, it will not be grown. Like...
Right. So, you know, combine that story with the story out of, I think it was the South, not just Arizona, but California as well, where farmers are just saying, screw this, we're just going to move the whole farm. You know, if we can't find people to work here in America, we'll just move the whole farm to Mexico. It's not that far across the, you know, if you're in the South, over in California and Arizona, it's not that far across the border to just pick up, buy some land down south, probably cheap down there, and get it done down there. So now Alabama is trying something similar as Georgia. The AtlanticWire.com is reporting Alabama agriculture officials are stumped over how to keep farms operating now that the state's draconian new immigration law chased away all of the low-paid, however illegal, labor. The latest idea? Hire prisoners. According to the Associated Press, the nursery and landscape industry will need as many as 4,000 workers in southern counties, now this is just in Alabama, early in 2012 to get ready for growing season, he said, and forestry and farming will require still more laborers. Unable to find legal residents to fill all the employment gaps, Deputy Commissioner with the Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries, Brett Howell, said the Agriculture Department is consulting with the Department of Corrections to determine whether prisoners could do some of the work. That's slave labor. But we thought America was experiencing an economic downturn, leaving many Americans out of work. This story coming from, again, the Atlantic Wire. A quick Google search reveals that Alabama is actually worse off than the rest of the country, with a 9.3% rate of unemployment. So what's wrong with helping out on a farm? Is the pay crappy? Well, that's actually not it. Farmers have complained of a lack of field hands since parts of the law took effect in late September. Many have said legal residents aren't physically able. They're too fat, or
aww.
Too weak, or mentally tough enough to perform the work, and others won't do so because it doesn't pay enough. Hall said the agriculture positions pay way above the minimum wage, but many Americans find them too physically taxing to perform. Why would you want to go out into a field and sweat your butt off all day and hurt your, you know, possibly hurt yourself, strain your back, whatever? I mean, you're probably bending over a lot trying to, or squatting or whatever, trying to pick these veggies. Why would you want to go and do that when you could stand as a greeter at Walmart and make this, you know, I don't know how much more above minimum wage it pays, but there are plenty of regular low-skilled jobs that pay above minimum wage
yeah.
as well, including cashier. So why would you want the strenuous, back-breaking work when you could have an air-conditioned workplace and get paid the same amount of money?
I don't know.
Well, they don't, because they're not coming to fill these jobs, despite all of these people out there who parrot the talking points of the anti-immigration crowd that, well, there's Americans out there that can have these jobs, these immigrants are taking our jobs, and it's just nonsense. Nonsense. Because if Americans wanted these jobs, they'd be lined up to get them when they were available. These guys are desperate. They're desperate for hands, people who are willing to come out and do the work.
That's kind of interesting, only because you hear all this talk all the time about the unemployment rate and there are no jobs. And the reality of the situation is that there are jobs. They may not be the perfect jobs.
That's
or
right.
jobs you're willing to do, but they exist.
Right, so if you want work, it's there for you.
Yeah.
But you have to be willing to do work. You have to be willing to take what's available. And I think plenty of Americans are comfortable with just sitting around collecting an unemployment check.
Right.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. And, of course, then there's the other side of this issue, which we haven't even touched on yet, which is, of course, the fact that, well, if you really want to have an immigrant crackdown, which they are trying to do in Georgia and Alabama and Arizona, then you have to destroy freedom. You have to have a police state. 855-450-FREE. Is that what you want? Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This just in. WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-453. That is the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we will give to you there. In fact, you can control the content of the site simply by submitting different items you find online that you think are interesting. Other listeners will vote on those items, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. Many more people see them and click on them and check them out. So go on over to freetalklive.com, get interactive. And if you want, one of the ways you can support Free Talk Live is by sending us a few bitcoins. It's the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. They are
Incredible. I was talking about them with some folks over the weekend and how Bitcoins can really change and are changing, I think, everything about how finances operate for people. Because right now, if you want a bank account, you got to go and beg. You got to go and submit a social security number, a tax ID. You got to jump through whatever hoops the federal government has put up, answer the Patriot Act questions. I just went through this recently. And it's just awful. It's awful. It's invasive. They've got all your information. If the feds want to come after you, then, you know, they'll just talk to the bank and say, hey, we need this guy's account. We need access to his account. And every bank in the world will let the feds in. They'll raid your account or garnish it or whatever they're going to do. Well, with Bitcoin, you are in total control of your account. There is no corporation. There's no governmental oversight of the Bitcoin. It's completely decentralized. You can use Bitcoin anywhere in the world, and you don't have to beg anyone's permission. They can't be counterfeited or inflated. If you want to learn more about Bitcoin, go to weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com. And Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical Bitcoins you can hold in your hands. They have great conversation starters, and you can learn more about those and get some with any credit card or PayPal over at memorydealers.com. That's memorydealers.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, let's talk to John, listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Yes, sir. Before
yes, John.
Had unemployment and Social Security and welfare, if you didn't work, you didn't eat. And I don't see what's wrong with going back to some of that stuff.
Well, I think that getting rid of the government welfare program would be a huge step in the right direction.
Yeah, because when somebody can get paid, because I have, well, I'm not going to mention names or anything, but I know people that they're scared to work because they will cut down on their unemployment, they'll cut down on their Social Security, or cut down on their welfare. And when I was a kid, if I didn't do my work, I didn't eat.
Yeah, well, and it's not to say that people who maybe are sick or injured or something like that and have a difficult time working shouldn't be taken care of. They should. It's just that they should be taken care of on a voluntary basis by people who actually care instead of bureaucrats whose incentives are maybe a little bit different from, say, a volunteer with the Salvation Army, for instance.
Yeah,
so,
their friends and relatives and their people from their church or assembly or synagogue or whatever they go to, you know.
Exactly. Somebody who can kind of assist them and work with them and, you know, help them get new skills, get them a new job, and keep an eye on things. Not to be an overseer necessarily, but just to be someone to make sure that they're not spending it on crack or something like that.
Yeah.
If I didn't work, I would not eat.
No doubt.
I mean, it's as simple as that for me.
When I got into sales in the '60s, some days I'd work and I'd have. Right now I'm a vegan vegetarian, but before that, I would go out and I'd get a real big steak if I worked. And then if I didn't work, I'd have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or hawk my spare tire for a while.
Yep, but, you got to do what you got to do. And
then
John,
found out later on that the harder I worked, the better I did.
A work ethic is a very important thing to have, and I think a lot of the people that are coming here from other countries have it because, you know, they want to make a better life for themselves. They know what they're leaving, and they know what they're coming to is, well, it used to be a lot better. Now it's getting worse with the police state that's being created around us. But, you know, in theory, America was a better place in their mind, and they were willing to work for it, and now they're being punished for it, and they're being targeted as a scapegoat. Which really they don't deserve at all. And, you know, sure, there's going to be some slackers that come here because of the welfare programs that are available. But most of the immigrants that I've known in my time have not been those people. They've been very industrious folks who really. And they start businesses, too, by the way. I think that's worth mentioning. Immigrants, I believe, what was a statistic recently that showed that, I don't know, like half of Fortune 500 companies were started by immigrants or something like that?
And also, if somebody's not working, if they make a job out of getting a job, or even working for nothing for some places, they at least advertise their skills, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what being an intern is about. So you can kind of get some experience, even at very low or no pay, so you'd be able to get a foothold in whatever that industry is. That's what I did to get started in radio, was I interned for 9 months prior to even having a chance at making a paycheck. And I don't know, I hear they don't even do that these days, that they pay interns these days in radios, which was strange to me. But nonetheless, John, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just really like the program.
Thanks for the thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, oh, and yeah, by the way, if you like the show, contact your local station there, WNMT, or anyone listening on the radio, and let them know that you appreciate Free Talk Live.
All right, I'll have to do that. Thank you.
Yeah, because some old folks called last week and complained about us, so, you know, having a nice positive.
I'm one of those old folks, but I don't complain. I just keep working.
That's good. How old are you, if I might ask?
71.
71, wow, okay, yeah, you're right there in line. There were some people that really got upset about a drug-related conversation that we had last week.
If people want to take drugs, that's their own deal. But when they get sick and problems, let them take care of themselves too, you know.
Yeah. You know, well, my question would have been for those folks, well, have they ever drank alcohol? Because alcohol is an incredibly dangerous, hard drug.
Yeah, I used to be on that for about 3 years, but then I figured, why should I go ahead and hurt myself? And my mom was on drugs since I was about 2 years old because of an accident from the doctors. I mean, you go to the drugstore to get them, but there's so many side effects to them that by the time I was old enough to make a decision, I said, I don't want nothing to do with the drugstores.
I heard you, John. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thank you for the call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Did I tell you about this, Julia? I got an email from the program director, and, you know, nice guy, and he did the right thing by checking with me, just kind of, you know, get a perspective on things. But he had heard from some folks who were very upset about Free Talk Live on Monday night last week, which, of course, your night. And we had talked about, we had a caller who wanted to talk about peyote and MDMA.
Right.
And so, yeah, we were talking about drugs, but his question was, were we advocating drug use? And my answer is no, I don't advocate drug use in general, because that would be very irresponsible to do. I mean, there's some really bad, dangerous drugs out there, and I wouldn't just say, yeah, use drugs. I think that's a terrible message to put out there. But we try to approach the drug issue from a very adult perspective and a compassionate perspective on this program, and accept in advance that people are going to do drugs. We know this. I mean, that's what humans, a lot of them, do.
They have always done, too.
Yeah.
This is not new.
And animals, too. I mean, you can you can find video online. I found a really hilarious video. Oh, God, I wish it was something like Animals Are Like Humans, Too. I forget what it's called, but it's an old documentary from, like, the 70s about animals and their behavior and how human-like they can be. And it showed a bunch of African animals eating rotting fruit, and then acting very, very silly after that. 855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins, toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Final week of 2011. We're in it now, and we'll be here all throughout the week. None of that best of nonsense that you're hearing on other talk radio shows this week. Or 855-450-FREE allows you to dial in here, again, toll-free, and bring up what you want. Here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And inviting you over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we gift you there. The bulletin board system is one of them. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to John, listening in South Carolina. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Hey, how y'all doing?
John, doing great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, just listen to your position on illegal immigration and
yes, sir.
Want to know what your actual position is on that.
Well, I think free people should be free to cross imaginary lines in the sand that we call borders freely. And I think that as long as people are peaceful, that you know they shouldn't be subject to search and harassment. And I think that most of the people coming here are good people looking for a better life for themselves. And it's not fair to treat everyone as though they're a criminal. And it's certainly not fair to subject everybody to a police state with this objective of trying to catch the so-called illegals. I think that it's dangerous from so many different perspectives. If we just let people come here wanted to make a better life for themselves, it would help the economy. We'd all be better off as a result of it.
I agree with you, and I'm very libertarian in my viewpoint. But when it comes down to that thing, that's where I kind of stand strong in the sense, what about just laws in general? I mean, what about personal property laws? All right, let's get rid of that law right there. We can let them cross the border and come up and do whatever they got to do, whether it's going to be picking cotton in a field or whatever else. But why not get rid of personal property laws?
Well, because I think property is important.
Property, you know, who's to say that that's wrong? You know, that they need a piece of land to live on as well, right?
I think property is important, and I think that if we have property, because I think that, you know, the idea of property comes from the idea of you owning yourself, in my opinion. So you own yourself, and then therefore, by extension, you own the things that you put your effort into as well. So, for instance, there's the idea of homesteading land that is unowned and making it your own by putting your effort into it to improve upon it, for instance. And I think that the idea of property is a useful idea that man has come up with to help humans interact with one another, and to to help make things smoother between individuals that may have disputes, and to know who what belongs to whom. And the idea of eliminating property is absolutely absurd and something that a communist would suggest. And, of course, then, you can point out to the communist that you'd really like to take his car from him because, well, if it's everyone's car, then you'd like to drive it. And then all of a sudden they'll decide that, they do think property's useful. So property is a useful idea, and I think those are the only borders that really would matter. So if, for instance, you wanted to have your property in a way that no one could come across it, that would be your responsibility as a property owner. You could hire whatever security was necessary to do that. And if I wanted to allow people to cross through my property, I could make that that decision as well. So yes. I fully support property rights.
All right. With that being said, and I threw out the absurd thing right there, only in the sense that these people living across the border or on our side of the border, is that not their sovereign property right there? Can they not say that I do not want a drug dealer or drug trafficking or whatever else coming across that border? Can they say that I need help stopping that coming across here?
Oh, my goodness. If you own property, you can hire whatever sort of security you need to prevent people from coming onto it. However, I think it's salient to point out here
about this open border, in the sense of what you're saying, allow people to just cross the border willy-nilly to come up here and do whatever they want.
Well, that's what people are doing. And the thing is that, right now, if people want to cross the border, they don't cross at the appropriate points, the roads. They cross on other people's property because they're trying to avoid detection. So if immigration were legal and you didn't have to jump through a bunch of crazy hoops and pay thousands of dollars in fees and application fees and fines and all that to, kind of navigate through the bureaucracy, then people could just come through on the roads as they normally would, and it would be no big deal, and nobody would have to cut through anybody's land. And you wouldn't have, by the way, in a truly free world, you remember also other things would be different too. So we wouldn't have a war on drugs, hopefully, in this particular free world. And so therefore you wouldn't have drug couriers. You wouldn't have coyotes, shuttling humans.
Yes, I am with you there.
Right.
If the government get out of this drug thing, we'd all be better off. Everybody would be better off.
But, okay, so if you get the drug thing,
I'm very conservative in my views, but I truly believe that our war on drugs is completely just ridiculous.
Good on you, John, because I used to feel similarly about the
control over the people, I think, but
I used to feel similarly about on the immigration issue, and I changed my mind on it because, I came to the realization that, well, first of all, it's just wrong. It's wrong to just prohibit people from moving about from place to place from a governmental perspective. But in addition, if you can see how the war on drugs has been a failure, I'm sure you can imagine how the war on people, which is what an immigration war would be, so to speak, or immigration crackdown would also be a failure.
Well,
I mean, if you can't keep drugs out of a prison,
I'm with right there. I mean, I do believe we have to have a government, and that is the one place that I feel the government is actually very necessary when it comes down to controlling borders. All right, well, Mexicans, yeah, that's one thing, but there are a lot of people out there who truly hate us for our freedom and our beliefs. And
where did you hear that?
You and I aren't going to take care of those border wars or those individuals coming in here. That's where I think that we need government right there. And all right, so if you got to stop those who are trying to illegally cross and come into our country, it's not a bad thing.
Yes, it is.
A necessary evil. Definitely.
No, it's never necessary to have evil. But Julia,
I just have a quick question for you, because I'm curious if you really believe that people hate us for our freedoms, or people hate us because we bomb their parents and children and loved ones.
And when you say we, you mean the feds?
Well, right.
All right. That's going to get super deep, when you want to go into something like that. I mean, look what's going on in the world, I mean, they're on the other side of the world, they're killing each other because of belief systems,
Is that our business? Would they hate us? would they hate us? And when I say us, I mean, I guess it's basically the government, really, because they're the ones who initiate all this. But do you think that it's appropriate for the U.S. government to be meddling over there at all? Do you think maybe that's the reason why they hate us?
Probably not, but then again, we all benefit from it. We all benefit from lower oil costs.
John, I can't let you get away with that. I can't let you get away with saying that. Hang on, John. Hang on.
Yeah, go ahead.
John, you don't get to say you benefit from lower oil costs, because all those lower oil costs are subsidized invisibly by the trillions of dollars that are spent by the government, taking it out of the productive economy and pouring it into warmongering around the world. I mean, these wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, and you name it, the other places that this country's government troops have been to in the last couple decades alone have cost, you know, over $1 trillion. That's money that would have been in our pockets that we would have been able to spend better on our lives or our businesses or our families or whatever, our charities. We would have been able to spend that money much more efficiently than the federal government. They just went and they blew it up and killed innocent people with it. So they're subsidizing, in effect, the oil company's ability to find new deposits of oil and you know, essentially extract it. So therefore, maybe the price of oil would be slightly higher in the absence of this government warmongering, but we would be able to afford it because we'd have our $1 trillion back in our pockets. So just to say that it's all okay because you get a $3 per gallon price as opposed to a $6 per gallon price or whatever it would be, because we don't know what it would actually be if it were a true free market energy price, to say that killing, you know, hundreds of thousands of people is worthwhile and, you know, having this $1 trillion war is worthwhile because you can save a few bucks at the pump, I mean, that's incredibly callous.
I can probably agree with you on that thing right there. I don't agree with all the wars, and actually that's taken me way off from what I was calling in about.
And besides that, as a conservative, John, and we can, you can stick with us, I'm happy to hold you through here, but as a conservative, I mean, I would think you would want to save money, right? Like, you would want to make sure that the government's not spending a lot of money.
100%.
Right. So stick with us. I know you said you had some other reason you were calling, so more with John here in a moment in South Carolina. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So if you're a conservative and you want to save money, then why would you want the government to provide security for private companies? Isn't that essentially what this all is? This whole war thing over in the Middle East? Isn't it a security mission for Texaco and these other companies? I mean, shouldn't they pay for their own security force?
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Warning.
The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. It is, of course, post-Christmas at this point. And maybe you got a little bit of cash from some loved ones in the Christmas cards that you received throughout the last week or so. And you're looking for a way to get rid of it. You can do that by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You've got two choices. There's Amazon and Newegg. If you use the Amazon links, there's different ones for different countries there. Use the Amazon links. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, Amazon, they probably sell it. You just bought like $100-something worth of food.
Yes, I did.
Groceries.
Right. Yeah.
It's not cold. It's like stuff you can store in the pantry.
There's these chips that I've found that I really like. I'm not really a big chip eater, but they're really good. And the only ingredients in them are like real ingredients. Mm. There's like 5 or 6, and you know what they all are. So I like that, and they're really tasty.
So there's not like sodium bicarbonate.
Yeah, none of that.
Or whatever.
None of that stuff.
Making that up.
So, well, it probably exists on the back of a bag somewhere.
Yeah.
But they're really tasty, but they're expensive because you got to buy them in like the natural food section and
if you go to the store.
I mean, it's like $5. So I got a 24-pack.
There you go.
You know, at like $1.50 a bag.
Much better.
So obviously, I mean, I'm gonna have them for a while, but chips don't go bad in the bag. And I mean, I'm not like a big chip eater, but
it's
such a good price.
Is it your first time ordering from Amazon?
Yeah, so I'll let you know how it goes.
Cool. Sounds good.
I also got a lot of products that they don't like really sell at the stores, like. I'm making my own protein powder, which I guess sounds weird, for like smoothies and stuff, right? For like exercising. And so some of the things that you have to buy, I just wouldn't be able to buy at the store.
Sure. Also, I mean, I remember I was looking around for like hot sauce once, and there's all kinds of imported stuff as well. Like products from Mexico, for instance, that
I mean, up here in New England, at least in this part of New England, you can't really find a Mexican grocer.
No. Ooh, that reminds me. I should look for... There's some Mexican spices that I wanted to buy, and I couldn't find them here because there's no Mexican grocery store.
Shop.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get all that stuff done. Of course, get the latest DVDs or books or whatever it is that you're looking to get. Amazon's got it. Or maybe you're building a new computer. That's some of the things... that's one of the projects I'll be working on here because I went to the Newegg link at shop.freetalklive.com. And when you order through the Newegg link there, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund gets a portion of that purchase. So if you shop through the Amazon links, Free Talk Live gets a cut. And if you shop through the Newegg links at shop.freetalklive.com, then the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund gets a cut. We were talking about immigration, and we had John on the line. He dropped off, unfortunately, during the break.
I had a question for John.
What was the question? Throw it to the universe.
I was going to ask if I could throw it to the universe. My question is... for John or anyone else listening out there who's maybe struggling with this or feels really strongly about this, because for those who don't know, John felt that people over there, I guess people in Iraq and the Middle East, hate us for our freedom.
Oh, thanks for bringing that back up. Yeah.
And this is common. I mean, I've heard this before. So my question for him would be, how would he feel if the Iraq army built a military base in our country somewhere? Like, so let's say I think he was from South Carolina. Let's say in North Carolina they built a military. They just put a military.
The Chinese has a big military.
Okay,
like
anywhere.
Iraq, they don't really have much of a military.
How would you feel towards them?
Yeah.
You know, would you feel like that was a little aggressive?
Or would you wave and smile at the nice Chinese troops as they're trotting down your street?
So I just think, you know, I really can't. I was going to say I understand where he's coming from, but I can't understand where he's coming from because. Before I was a libertarian, I was very liberal, so I was always very anti-war and things like that. So I really can't understand where you're coming.
Plenty of liberals are pro-war, but just saying.
Right, but well, I wasn't. Right. I was always very anti-war, so I can't understand where you're coming from. But I hear this a lot, and I would just ask anybody who believes this to like really think about the way that the American government has been treating people, not only in the Middle East, but all over the world. And, you know, maybe that's the reason why there's some animosity towards Americans.
And I think so.
Have you ever stopped to consider that there are countries around the world like Costa Rica that just leave everybody be and,
they don't even have a military.
No, and wasn't it Switzerland during World War II? I'm terrible with history, so don't quote me on it. But I know there were some countries that didn't participate.
Correct. Remain neutral and armed and neutral, and also as a result of that, remained safe from the Hitler's reach.
The point I'm trying to make is that when you act like a bully, when you set up military bases all over the world, when you go into the Middle East and you bomb innocent people, there's a reason why people don't like you. And if they would, you know, there needs to be some sort of massive apology, massive make good, and then back out and just... become, you know what I mean? Okay, we made a mistake.
It's almost impossible to make good. But
I agree.
Because
but
you've killed hundreds of... I mean, if you're the government, you've killed hundreds of thousands of people. So how do you make good on that?
I don't know, but it seems like it'll just get worse if we continue this path.
Well, continuing the path is a bad idea. I think... make good is questionable because then you're dealing with, you know, political favors, you're dealing with funneling money into construction firms or whatever.
Well, I don't want them to make good with construction firms. I want them to make good with the people whose lives they ruined by blowing up their houses.
I wonder how they can do that.
I have no idea.
It sounds like a bureaucratic nightmare to me to try that.
I agree.
I think it would be best if you could just, you know, wave the magic wand, close down all the military bases, and then say, "We're so sorry. We really, made a mistake, and please forgive us." And then just leave it at that.
Or,
we're going to open our borders, you know, come make a better life for yourself here. But to suggest there needs to be a new government program to...
I'm not saying that there should be a government program. I'm just saying something needs to be done as far as, like, we need to leave now, right? If we want... We cannot continue this.
The government needs to leave now.
And there's some people that really disagree with that because...
Well, and it comes from propaganda because I was listening to another radio show while I was showering today, and it's one of these local, I guess he's kind of like a regional host, Howie Carr, out of Boston. And one of his fill-in hosts was on today. and he was talking about Ron Paul. And he's like, oh, yeah, I love this. I like the libertarian policy domestically, but, you know, I just don't like the foreign policy. And again, bringing out this fear-mongering about how, well, we need to have the military in all these countries around the world to make sure that we're safe.
I think that most people don't have any idea how many countries the United States is in.
Maybe.
Like, I think it's pretty obvious that we're in the middle. We have a huge presence in the Middle East.
Right.
But do people give any thought to the fact that there's still military bases in Japan?
Probably
Germany,
not so often.
You know.
Yeah. But it's true that they are there, and all the
do
other
do they need to be there for any reason?
Or the other 130 or so plus countries in which they are occupying. So he brought out, you know, kind of trotted out these talking points. Like, they hate us for our freedom, and, you know, we've got to have the military in all these places to keep them in line, and blah, 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 as though it's the role of this country to be the world's police. And, I mean, if anything, Ron Paul is so right about that that particular viewpoint. And I think we actually have John back in South Carolina. Again, usually it's only one call per night, but if something goes technically wrong, then you're always welcome to call back in. John, you back with us?
Yes, I'm back.
All right. So have you been privy to our conversation here while you were gone?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've been listening on the Internet the whole time.
Okay, great. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, y'all kind of went really off course in what I was talking about. I was talking about our southern border right there, and you're going over to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, but that's because you did mention the whole they hate us for our freedom thing, which deserved to be addressed, I think.
Well, I didn't say that they hate us for our freedom.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did. But it's okay if you want to change your mind on it, because they don't. I mean, usually there's a little bit of perhaps envy towards the freedom. Like, some people look at the U.S. around the world and they want to be as free as they
perceive
the
U.S. I would say that's not really
as
true anymore, though.
It becomes less true over time, and then when they move here, they realize, oh, yeah, it wasn't as great as I thought it was going to be.
Actually, all I was going towards was, I think y'all are... I get the impression y'all are, like, against all laws. Am I correct in that thought?
No. I think that there are very immutable natural laws that you can't escape. So, for instance, actions...
What about a government? Do you feel that we need a central government?
Not at all. In fact, I think that the history of man and government shows that centralization is a negative thing and that it has dire consequences for efficiency and freedom and all of those things. I think that, you know, you look at the Soviet Union breaking up in, you know, the late 1980s, and what happened after that is the former Soviet states went in slightly different directions, and some of them are far more free now, like Estonia, for instance.
Where do you get your reference from in that sense? I mean, as human beings, we do need some control. I mean, you have to agree with that we cannot live.
As I said,
you can individually, but as a general mass of individuals, we cannot live without control. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think that if you want to live in a peaceful world, which I want, obviously there's going to be dangerous people out there. And those dangerous people should be dealt with. Now, I'll tell you what, John, I'll put you on hold again. Hopefully you can stick with us, because I think we should continue this conversation about control. Hour 2 is on the way, 855-453.
TheEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at TheEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.